Hello, this is an excerpt from the seminar project, Teaching Visual Rhetoric Using the Harlem Renaissance in a 21st Century Classroom. Student athletes post workout videos and game day wins to X to attract potential college coaches. Pop-up advertisements interrupt YouTube videos, Spotify playlists, and Hulu streaming services. Emoticons, GIFs, Taylor Swift friendship bracelets, and memes flood cell phones with cultural signs and symbols. Politicians place campaign messages on billboards, bumper stickers, and door knockers. Students pin ribbons to t-shirts during Red Ribbon Week. And teachers plan class trips to the Art Institute to visit the latest Picasso still life exhibit. In a multitude of contexts, teenagers engage in processing symbolic communication related to visual and verbal contexts, making the understanding of messaging embedded in visual symbols more important than ever before. For high school students, a study of the Harlem Renaissance provides an opportunity to blend studies in African American sociocultural history, visual rhetoric, and media studies. Harlem Renaissance artists sought to move past images of racial stereotypes and foolish caricatures created under decades of peonage, servitude, and stultifying tradition in order to leave behind old stereotypes and reframe Black culture. Photography and paintings offer two mediums through which a new positive image of African Americans flourished during this time. In The Crisis Magazine, a monthly magazine published by the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, photographs depicted the rise of modern urban African American culture with tastefully dressed Black subjects, modern businesses, and homes in urban settings. Throughout the Harlem Renaissance, W.E.B. Du Bois, Langston Hughes, and Elaine Locke authored essays and articles encouraging artists and writers of the day to use their talents to positively influence the perception of African Americans. Specifically, these intellectuals concerned themselves with how images and language work together to shape a production of racial knowledge. These scholars concern themselves with how descriptions of the African-American body in text lead to images of racial stereotypes. Through editorials and essays in The Crisis Magazine and other publications, these scholars encouraged other writers and artists to produce positive modern images of Blackness. They understood the form and function of the verbal in shaping images of Blackness and its significance in freeing Black culture from old stereotypes. The events surrounding the tragic death of African-American man George Floyd in 2020 demonstrate that the need to continue to shape positive images of African-Americans remains a pressing issue in today's society. The lesson plans enclosed in this project use texts and images from the Harlem Renaissance writers and artists to teach visual rhetoric to high school English students and to advance sociocultural knowledge about African American history. Thank you.